This episode of Nobody's Listening Podcast is brought to you by Bluehost Hosting. Unlimited space, unlimited hosting, unlimited bandwidth. Check it out today at nlcast.com/Bluehost. Also by the West Side of Mars podcast with Drew and Melvin. Comedy so weird it ain't from Earth. Check it out today at westsideofmarspodcast.com. Today's episode is dedicated to Anna Silva and Kevin Russell, who says, I'll sponsor another one if you call K. Mike a girly man. Girly man.
Welcome to AMC Scaro. If you are looking for your tickets that you purchased from Fandango and you do not have them, you might be in trouble and it is not acceptable. You will be exterminated! Exterminate! Exterminate!
I got a bad feeling about this.
No!
Listen up!
Nobody's listening.
No!
Nobody's Listening, where we tell funny life stories and invite you to do the same.
Hey, how you doing out there, podcast people? This is Nobody's Listening, the show where we tell funny life stories, yours and ours. We're doing this for the 198th time. Can you believe it? So that means it's one episode, episode 197, brought to the week of June 12th, 2012. I'm your host. My name is James Kinnison, and with me is King Michael Prince.
Hola, como esta?
Girly man, as we like to call you.
We do this week.
Is that one of your buddies?
Yes, he's. I met with him today, actually.
Oh,
good friend.
Good deal. Did you get a good snuggle in?
Oh, yeah. Seeing each other in our underwear. That close of a friend.
Being a... wait, I got to get my doom sound there. So yeah, we're looking forward to this episode. John Steinklauber couldn't be with us tonight because he's afraid of girly men. So
well, yeah,
he's keeping an arm's length distance.
Girly man phobic.
He's probably pooping on something. That's my guess. Whenever John's not available, it has something to do with his butt and stuff that comes out of it, air or fluids. We don't know. We'll get talking about more about that later, but we always start with an opening song, and this one has been requested by everyone on the internet. It's from Rhett and Link. It's called Rub Some Bacon on It. Check it out. It is genius.
Yes.
I let my daughter watch it, blood and all.
Yeah, my kid's watching.
911, what is your emergency?
I nailed my finger to a birdhouse accidentally.
Do you have some bacon?
Bacon?
Bacon, that's right.
I had bacon left over from dinner last night.
Rub some bacon.
You just happened to have it with you.
Just do it. Rub some bacon.
Yeah. That's all there is to it?
Totally doing the arm swing country dance right now.
Oh, you have to.
If I drop my phone.
Rub some bacon on it.
Or encounter my phone.
Rub some bacon on it.
I get mononucleosis.
Rub some bacon on it.
My nude pics get posted.
Ugh.
Rub some
hey, when that happens.
Yeah, I don't have any nude pics. I just want to make that... I want to help everybody sleep better tonight by knowing that. I mean, even as like my baby pictures, there's no nakedness.
My home gets foreclosed.
Rub some bacon on it.
My cat explodes.
Rub some bacon on it.
I wake up in a trunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
My friend goes steampunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
Yeah, John would be most likely.
Rub some bacon on it.
There's an awkward silence.
Oh boy.
I say something unintentionally racist.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm an adult with braces.
Rub some bacon on it.
I can't swim.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm visited by Mr. Tim.
Hey, boy.
Love it.
Rub some bacon on it.
So, yeah, Julian Smith, he's another guy I'd want to hang out with for a day.
Yep.
Building a bacon robot, in case you people at home need to know.
You have to watch it.
Yeah, we'll have a link in the show notes.
What if I feed the troll? I'm attacked by a narwhal. The apocalypse started. I think I might have sharted.
Love it. All right, that's it, guys. Rub Some Bacon on It by Rhett and Link. It was part of their five word song challenge.
Yeah.
And they did it.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
It is. It's awesome. I want to be them. You know, in another life, not that I believe in such things, but metaphorically and super whatever thinking, in Earth 2, let's just say in Earth 2, DC Comics, David Kennison and I went that direction. I gave up on ministry. David gave up on his family. And we combined our efforts and we became better than Rhett and Link.
That's not too late.
It is. It is for me, but you continue.
I can do it.
You can do it.
I can't. I'm not that genius.
They are good. They've gotten better. And that's yeah. That's just the truth. You got to start. Do you watch
their Good Mythical Morning show?
I do once in a while. I don't catch it every day.
I like catch up five or six in a row when I can. I don't watch it every day, but it's just fun. Fun stuff.
I was going to say, you got me thinking, and I need to share this. Who I do watch every day, he has a daily, 5 days a week show. His name is Wilson Tech One on YouTube. Wilson Tech One is so much darn fun. That's the whole thing.
Nice.
And he's hilarious. He's so great. And I'd love to have him on the show sometime. He's just got a quick wit. Of course, everybody has a quick wit when you can edit it, you know, video editing and stuff. But I think he's really genuinely funny. So he used to do a tech show, and it was a funny tech show. Well, now he just does general stuff where he responds to stuff on the internet, news items and people and stuff and things and deals. And he has thousands of dollars worth of video equipment because I asked him what he had. And he has a camera that he has a lens on his camera that costs more than the camera. Crazy.
That's nuts.
But it's awesome. It's awesome. In tie for second place today for the song, opening song was Tezane. You guys will remember him from Chocolate Rain. Chocolate Rain. He did Call Me Maybe. So look that up. We'll probably play it next week. It's time for this.
Weekly.
You shut your mouth.
Okay, we can do that. Update.
I love it. I love rednecks getting punched in my mind. And every time I play that, there's a little redneck and a giant man, and he punches the redneck. People ask about that. What does that mean? It's so clear to me.
Well, see, that's funny because in my mind, it's a little redneck and a giant redneck and a little man.
Oh, really?
A giant redneck. Yeah.
Really? Because I knew the man that did the voice, and he was a giant black man.
Okay.
So, and a little tiny redneck comes up to him and says, "You shut your mouth." And he's like, "Okay, we can do that." Bow. Just backhands him. Doesn't even punch him. Just backslaps him. Anyway, time for a weekly update, which is when we hit on something funny from the last week or so. And since John's not here to apologize profusely and therefore ruin my weekly update, I would like to talk about him and his son, you know?
The show needs that.
We do. We need to talk about people's kids, and usually it's something that's off the limits. But here it is. Here it is. recently, John and I started a private Minecraft server. Okay, it's just me and him, our kids, a few trusted friends. Because as you know, the Nobody's Listening server got hacksawed and griefed by some idiot middle school kid or something, and we pulled it down. Well, we were able to take that same world, put it back up, but now using it for private purposes, and there's a few folks that were on the old server that we've asked to come back and all, who had built it up and all this. Anyway, all that to say, don't bug me to be on it, people. Sorry, it's not that we're excluding you. It's just I'm paying for it, and I don't want to pay $50 a month so all of us can, so you could be on there for 15 seconds and then leave. but anyway, John allows his son, who is 5 or 6, to get on one night. And John's son is really smart. John's son is really creative. And so, you know, I'm on there and John's on there and he says, "Hey, I'm going to let my son play for a little while. I'm going to go do some stuff." And so all of a sudden, you know, the head starts moving weird and you could tell somebody's grabbing the mouse and moving around. And it's Johnny. Johnny's on there, little John. And we're walking around and I'm like, "Yeah, somebody griefed our server last time. You know, they came in and tore up a bunch of stuff." And, you know, I'm just trying to kind of sub subtly tell him that we don't want stuff like that to happen. You know, just because dad's giving you the controls doesn't mean you can tear stuff up. And I had to tell him that because my daughter, she's six. She's a good kid. And she gets stuck or she'll want to fix something and she thinks she can just, you know, chop her way out of whatever situation she's in, even though she has the zombie mind and can fly. So we walked past this one house and I'm like, yeah, I fixed most of the damage from the griefing, but I couldn't fix this because this house, somebody burned it down. And it goes, oh yeah, I did.
Oh,
I'm like, what? And John comes back in the room. He's like, yeah, he told me back before you pulled down the server, last year that he had accidentally burned down somebody's house. So a big chunk of the reason why the server got pulled down just might have been the hacker, the griefer, may have been single-handedly John's little John. Boy. Yeah. I don't know. I actually, there was a lot of stuff done very purposefully, and there was a lot of flying involved, and John didn't have the mod at the time, and da-da-da-da. But I could see, you know, I can't see the boy being malicious, but I can see him just, you know, hanging out, doing something, right clicks on something, and oh my goodness, the house is on fire. And dude, you know the way fire is in Minecraft, you know, if you don't have it set not to spread, and maybe you don't, but it'll light up everything. All of a sudden the whole house is burned down. There's nothing you can do. And so I used World Edit and erased that memorial to that old homestead. This is a cute house. It was a neat house, and it was fence posts and steps. That was it. The only thing that wasn't there was stuff that wouldn't burn. And so it continues though. The next morning I get up, or not next morning, the next day I come home from work, I get on for a little bit, and there's stuff missing. Blocks here, blocks there, blocks everywhere. And Johnny, I have a mod now. I can right click on stuff and find out who took away what and how long ago they did it. And now everything's Jay Steinklobber. John's a hacker now. I mean, a griefer now. No, anyway, his son had just got in there and did what he does best and got himself stuck. He wanted to check out the wiring and all these different things. And everything that he and I had visited that night before, I went around like a tour and followed up. And sure enough, every space had some sort of proof that he had been there investigating. There was holes and water running where it wasn't supposed to be. Now I can roll stuff back. So it was just a few commands and I was able to roll things back and get them back the way they were. But I had to ban him. I had to ban John Steinklobber.
Oh, no.
Yeah, ban hammer. Slam. So I texted John and says, man, hate to tell you, but I had to ban you. And so so now Johnny is learning. He's off Minecraft for a little while. I kind of feel bad. But the realm is safe.
The realm is safe.
Speaking of realms.
Little John.
Speaking of realms, I added a mod that allowed me to protect parts of the map from Little John's and people like him. So anyway, yeah, weekly update is John Steinklobber is and Sons Griefing Company is available for your server. If you'd like to know more, just Twitter John and hear, you know, at Twitter at twitter.com/JSteinklobber and tell him you've heard he's a good griefer. And John and Sons Griefing since 2006. All right, your turn.
Well, I just got back from a trip. That's where I have been.
Where'd you go?
I was in St. Louis.
With my buddy Dave?
I was with Dave.
All right. And, Dave Godbout has been on a show, people. You need to go back and listen to him. Yeah.
I was with him for 10 days with a group of 14 teenagers doing ministry stuff.
Awesome.
With children in the area and some stuff like that. It was pretty great, actually. Really good trip. But on the way to St. Louis, I was sick and tired of pop music, sick and tired of Call Me Maybe and Justin Bieber's boyfriend and junk like that. So I told him, I know something we can listen to that'll settle you guys down. And I played the latest episode of Nobody's Listening in the van with all the teenagers.
Wait a minute. Let me think.
They got quiet. It was the cappuccino one.
Okay,
Yours. I was like, hey, guys, I just got on a new podcast, and I'm helping them out with this podcast. You should check it out, huh? And they're like, whatever, you know. And so And this is a mission trip, so these aren't just crazy. These are kids I know, and they're like the cream of the crop kind of kids. And so, and man, they quieted down, and they settled in, and they're listening, and they're laughing, and that whole, you shut your mouth, you know, they are saying that stuff, you know, repeating it, thought it was the funniest thing ever. The whole story, though, comes with me telling about cappuccino.
Uh-huh.
And I hadn't thought it through, really. Like, I hadn't thought. This is kind of an embarrassing story about myself. I'm showing this really involved, you know, these really involved students in the youth group I'm in charge of. And so the whole trip, guess what I got to hear all the time?
Cappuccino.
Cappuccino.
That makes my heart happy.
And so I was like, man, why'd I even show him that? So that's the update from the trip. And then
that's awesome.
It was pretty good. And so, yeah, all week we're at Six Flags and we're about to go up to the top of Superman, you know, the one that just takes you up and then drops you.
Oh.
Super fun ride. I rode it 3 times in a row. It's fantastic. But we had one group of guys rode it 19 times in a row.
Dang.
But anyway, so we get up to the top and the guy at the end of the same row as me, you know, we're all from the same group on this row. The guy at the very end just goes, it starts to fall and he goes, cappuccino! Like, hate you guys. But it was funny. It's not that bad.
Oh, man.
And then to follow up on the pets thing, today, we got a couple fish for our kids, for Jason and Olivia.
Aww.
We went and bought the 38-cent, two of the 38-cent fish, you know.
The ones that have an expiration date printed on their side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's those. But then we got home and had dinner and we decided, I guess now you have to like get them acclimated to the water before you, I don't know. When I was a kid, I just remember dumping them out of the bag.
No, you have to put the bag in the water and then.
Yeah, so we did that this time.
Good.
You know, my wife reads the instructions. And so now that I have a wife, things go better. But so they were like, we all wanted to make it special. So we played some music. We played like
Under the Sea by Sebastian.
The end of Star Wars when they're at the ceremony getting the medals put on them.
Yeah.
We played that and I was like, welcome to the family. The kids named them. Jason named his Bass and Olivia named hers Pink. And so, welcome Bass and Pink to the family. And the music's playing and she fishes them out of the bag and puts them in. So we had a whole fish welcome to the family ceremony right before the show tonight.
That's
so
absolutely insane.
I have my most recent pet. my first pet of my married life, two little bitty fish. So
wow.
But they're not ours. They're the kids.
Yeah. That's about as far into the pet realm as I ever want to go again.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know that I've told the podcast that I don't have a dog anymore.
Ooh.
Yeah, I used to have a dog. It was a greyhound. We rescued him. We were awesome. We were part of an elite, prideful, white bread team of people.
Yeah, that's right.
and now we suck worse than life because we couldn't handle this dog. This dog could not handle us. We no longer have rescued it. It is alive and well, but it is no longer a Guinnesson dog, and its name is no longer Jedi. It's Allie again. And nice. Yeah. One day I'll tell that story because I had to like weave a tale of doggy woe for my kid, my smart daughter, and I did good. I did good.
I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah. Remind me of it because daggum if I won't forget. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about our sponsor, GoToMeeting. It's summer's coming, and that means many of us will be spending more time working away from home or while traveling. Some of us won't be working at all, but the ones that do. Getting everyone together for a meeting may be impossible with people all over the place, but not if you have GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix. See, GoToMeeting lets you host meetings with clients and colleagues face-to-face, all while online, no matter where they are. And with HD Faces, you just need a webcam to turn your online meetings into group HD video conferences. Attendees can join from any computer, iPad, iPhone, or Android device by downloading the free app. Hey, my listeners can try GoToMeeting with HD Faces free for 30 days. Just visit GoToMeeting.com, click on Try It Free, and then use the promo code PODCAST, and then download that free app. Hey, one more thing. GoToMeeting is giving away 8 new iPads on Facebook. Okay? 8 new iPads on Facebook. All you have to do is visit Facebook and like the GoToMeeting page. Then you can enter to win a new iPad. And you can refer a friend. And if they win the iPad, guess what? So do you. And I'm not talking about having to share it. You each get your own. So check it out. Like GoToMeeting on Facebook. And you can end up winning a brand new iPad. I hope you win. And if you don't, oh, well. But don't forget to try GoToMeeting. And if you do win, I'm going to go like it. If you like it too and I win it, I will hug your neck. I will hug your neck like an old lady at church.
Hug your neck.
That's right. Hey, let's talk about the chat room people real quick. There are quite a few folks in there today. I want to holla at you. Let's see. Fluffy Rules is in there. K Russ is in there. Agrigag or somebody is in there. K37. Who else? Joseph, did I mention him already? Flash is in there. And that's about it. I'm only going to read people that are commenting. So, chat room. Marvel Geek's in there. So, and Luke Avila. Or Alva.
Alva.
One little I changes everything. So, you could join us every Monday night. I'm sorry, Tuesday nights. At 9:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Pacific. And sponsor a show if you haven't yet. If you're a real listener and you love us and stuff, you owe us $5. Just go do it. Consider it. And we'll love you for it. Hold on one sec. Technical issues with our stream. I don't know what the deal has been with that lately. But every now and then it goes wonky and starts repeating back through everything that I'm saying. So I don't know if you heard that, but
I did.
Okay, good.
Thought it was my Skype.
No, it is the devil. So that'll be up in just a second. Everybody in the chat room's flipping out. What happened to our life?
I just posted a standby message.
They won't good. Listen, well, they're not standing, hopefully. Won't stand for this.
You won't stand it, Peter?
Hey, do me a favor. Also, check out the NLCast iPhone and Android apps in their respective music spaces. What do you call that?
Marketplaces.
Marketplaces, music spaces, whatever. All you new kids and your new eye technology.
You're darn rock and roll.
I'm going to hug your neck. But we have weekly bonus content in there. And everybody that's bought it, every single person that has written me has said good things about it. And I've bought it. I had to, and it's $1 or something like that. I don't know. It's not cheap, you know, but it's not too expensive. And you get the weekly bonus pre-show or post-show audio content that not even the live people get all the time. So anyway, It's time for this.
Featured story.
Yeah, it's time for a weekly update featured story. Okay. I've said this many times that I'm running out of stories. It's the terriblest thing in the world. That's why we focus more on your content than ever before. And we need it. You know, we want your emails. We want your voicemails. We want your stories. We want ideas for theme shows and all that kind of stuff. But if there's ever going to be any stories from me, I'm either going to go back and rehash stuff that I've already told, or something crazy is going to have to happen in my life. And I'm telling you, older I get, sometimes the less often crazy things happen. Or because I am older, if they do happen, the more apt I am to forgetting them before the show even gets here. Because today though, I happen to remember something that I was going to use as a weekly update the other week, and I'm so glad I didn't, because I think the epicness of it, you know, it can support the featured story slot. All right. Nice. Where do I begin? I'll begin by saying that this weekend I was home alone. I was absolutely home alone. Jen's grandmother passed away, and so her and the family, I couldn't go because I didn't have time off, and I had a Sunday service and blah, blah, blah. But they went up and to Pennsylvania from Thursday on, and that's not the first time. Several times over the last couple of years that, you know, my family will go off without me and go spend time with the in-laws. It's just something that is understood that we do. There's no big dramatic thing to it. It's just my wife, when she gets together with her sister, they go together, and it's just them and the kids, and the husbands aren't allowed, you know, that kind of thing. So anyway, this happened a couple months ago where they were gone, and I'm sleeping in my bed, And I'm trying to go to sleep. And I don't know, Mike, if you've ever had this happen. Have you ever tried to sleep in an empty house?
It's all almost impossible.
Isn't it creepy? I mean, am I the only one that gets freaked out in your own house? I mean, like, I took a shower the other night. I know, right? It's so weird. But I was taking a shower. I just wanted to right before I went to bed. And it has been so long since this happened. But I swear I heard somebody wiggle the door handle on my closed bathroom door. Nobody's home. And of course, when does that happen? When do I hear it? When both my hands are up in my head washing suds into my head. So I can't open my eyes. I can't look. I can't do anything sudden. I just have to right then seize myself in my brain and say, there's nothing there. And but don't you know, boy, I was peeking out that curtain as quick as I could once my eyes were clear. Anyway, so I'm already I'm just easily freaked out when nobody's home. It surprises me because my wife gets scared when I'm not around, and you kind of expect that. You're like, you're scared. I'm the man of the house, and I protect you, and I'm not there, and that's awesome for me. But it's not so awesome when you're on the other end, you know. And you want to sleep on her side of the bed and, you know, keep a light on in the living room, you know, that kind of stuff. Is it just me? Maybe. Maybe it is.
I just don't sleep.
Oh, well, that too. It was 2 a.m., by the way. And I'm trying to get into there. I'm trying to, you know, I got to go to sleep. I got to get to bed. And I start hearing something, dude, right outside the window. Dum, 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 dum. And I'd heard that before. I'd heard it in the past. And I just, and so I thought, you know, that's just a house noise. It's a neighborhood noise. But no, it sounded like fiddling, dude. Somebody was outside my window fiddling with something. They were messing with my car. I didn't know if the door was open or what. So, dude, you know, your heart's in your chest, in your throat. Obviously, your heart's in your chest, but it gets up in your throat. And I'm walking out. I'm you know, I'm not wearing it. I just wear my boxers to bed. So I'm having to get dressed for the burglar. Okay. I got to be presentable. If I'm going to get slashed and killed, you know, I don't want to
punch him in the face, but I want to at least be dressed when I do it.
I don't want to embarrass him and me, you know, showing up in my undies. That'd be awkward. So I had to find a t-shirt because I'm a little overweight, you know, man boobs and all that. I don't want to, it's going to be weird enough with all the blood everywhere. I don't want to. So I go outside and open that door. And it's so scary. So stinking scary. It's so dark because your host, me, James, I don't have a long ladder. Okay. And the reason I don't have one is because they're $150 minimum. And because I don't have one, that means my outside lights don't work. Okay. Huh. You can flip the switch and everything and dadgummit, they won't magically turn on. And so I have one little yellow bulb up by the mailbox, you know, by the front door where the bad guys aren't, but around the corner where I'm supposed to be looking, there's nothing. So I close the door. I go back and get a flashlight. Start shining around. Nothing. Nobody. I got up the guts to go out there walking around. Nothing. There's nothing there. I knew there was nothing there. But in the back of your mind, you're like, well, if you're the bad guy and you hear the door open and you see some idiot look and then go back and get a flashlight, you got plenty of time.
Yeah.
To hide somewhere. Well, I go as far as to even try to go back to sleep, making up my mind. Nothing's going on. Thum, 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 fiddle, fiddle, fiddle. Start hearing again. I know something's up. Slam! I hear something shut, something loud. So everything that I, you know, knew before was gone. I go out there and I point my flashlight around. I got a big old giant flashlight. It's my only weapon. I start thinking about the shotgun that I've got in my room that has that is an antique that probably wouldn't be very convincing because the stock is busted off of it, you know. But I'm like, dude, I should just go get it because if somebody's out here, I at least want something to show, you know, that I have power. I can at least hit them with it. Anyway, I start to creep out toward the cars because I know somebody's in my car. So that's what it's got to be. I can't imagine what anything else is. And I'm about 6 feet away. There's my car, my giant, you know, I don't know if you have these giant black trash cans, you know, with the machine picks up and all that with a big flap on the top. Do you have those?
I have a small blue trash can.
Oh, we have giant black ones that could hold about four grown men inside of them.
Well, and like a dumpster.
Like mini dumpsters, but they're round and, you know, they have rollers on them and all this. Anyway, so I'm walking out toward this thing and suddenly that lid pops up. The lid of my giant trash can pops up and two eyeballs look at me. And I'd love to say that it was a bad guy, but it wasn't. It was a giant raccoon.
Yeah.
It was a giant raccoon. I'd never seen a raccoon face to face. I'd seen them on Wonderful Little Disney when they're cutely floating around and washing their little bread and their little hands and their little opposable thumbs. And they're just so sweet. And, you know, Fox and the Hound and all that. And the little raccoons that sing with all these things. This thing was nothing like that. This thing was a rabid, evil, hairy little monster.
Those are beasts.
It was giant. It was bigger than my two-year-old son. I'm not even kidding. And I was so close to it. Ooh! And he had his hands. He had one hand up on the lid like a dang person and his other hand on the edge of the trash can, like pulling himself up like a proper dude.
Like, and he's, can I help you, sir?
That's exactly what he told me. He opened his mouth and he's like, excuse me, can I help you? At least that's what I swear I heard, because homeboy did not look ashamed. If you caught a dog doing that or a cat, at least a cat looks at you like, hey, you caught me doing witchcraft. You know, that kind of look that cats have. And then you shake something at them and they run away. I think I've said this on the show before, that my fear of small creatures is complete. I mean, sorry, my bravery around small creatures is completely dependent on their fear of me.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I did the thing you do with cats. I went, ah! Dude did not flinch. He did not blink. And I'm sure with his feet, he was tying stuff up and making packages down there, you know, getting fries out of bags, you know, while he stared at me cold and evil. And so I had jumped forward when I had said my little, and he was completely unimpressed. So I backed up about three steps and I'm thinking, what am I going to do? I can't.
You won.
Whatever, you know. So he goes back down. He's like, oh, well, if that's all you want, if you don't want anything, I'll be down here. And then he pops out suddenly and just runs and the thing slams down. It scares the crap out of me because it was like a jack-in-the-box effect. And he ran across the street and behind the house of the man that is across the street into the water. There's water back there. Easily one of the scariest things I've ever had to go through. And I know there are country people that listen to the show and you're just like, whatever, man, you ain't never met a possum face. Yes, I have. And they turn into demons and they're scary and they hiss. This thing had no reaction. He was calm. He was cool. He was collected. He had seen people like me a million times and he was unimpressed. Absolutely unimpressed with me.
Well, them city raccoons. See, those are different. Those are street raccoons. Your little country raccoons, they're nicer.
Really?
Oh, well, they run away more. But your city raccoons are used to everything. They've dodged three cars today. What are you to them?
I'm nothing. And so I got online and I start looking up stuff and I find out that raccoons, you have to stop them because they will teach their children and their children's children this path, this route. They have routes. And stops and junk. And so I've done everything. I've sprayed formaldehyde. What did you call it? I've sprayed ammonia on my trash can, which is a horrible idea.
It's okay as long as your kids don't go near
there. Yeah, or anybody for that matter. And then as long as you don't want to use your trash can for anything. So then I secretly, don't tell the city, but I drilled two holes up in the side of it and I've got a stretchy cord hook thing, you know, bungee cord strapped across it. But my wife can't ever figure out how to connect it back together. So we've just given up. And so every couple days I hear the little slam. And I go out there in a bread bag or a package of shrimp or something is out by it on the ground, you know, and he is partaken. But we have an understanding, and that is I will let you have whatever you want in my trash can as long as you never speak to me again.
Don't ever look at me like that again.
Don't ever say those words. Can I help you? Oh, scary. He deserves his own song. I think later on.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. We'll see.
My father-in-law catches small rodents on his porch. He has like a little trap thing.
Yeah.
And he's caught one time he caught a raccoon and I had to dispose of it for him.
Ooh.
And he prefers we let them go and not kill them, the raccoons at least.
Okay,
you kill the possums.
Yeah.
And you kill the skunks. But he drowns the skunks so he can skin them. Oh, sounds like an awesome dude, huh? he's a man's man type of guy.
I need
he's
him to come to my house and help me with my raccoon problem.
But I got to take the raccoon, drive it out, and release him.
I'm telling you, this raccoon was so big, I think it was a little person in a costume. I'm not even kidding. I thought I saw a flash of a zipper or something. Seriously, for just, you know, in a millisecond, thoughts can go through your head. And I thought it was a trick. I thought people at church were jacking with me. I thought it was a puppet. But it had muscles and sinew and purpose. And the purpose was get the freak away from a trash can, old man.
Yeah. I'm eating here, fool.
This was mine before it was yours.
At least you put your pants on.
I know. How weird would that have been if he'd been looking me in the eyes and I was half naked and he just looks down at my boxers and back up at me.
Like, really, man? Really?
Dude.
You come out here like this? I'm eating, man. I'm eating here. Sure, I'm in the dumpster, but come on.
Oh, man.
I'm a raccoon, not a rat.
I deserve a little respect. You come to me, you give me these scraps. Anyway, that was a terrible Godfather impression. Let's do a little bit of this.
ENV mail.
Thank you for calling.
All right, you guys responded to the call. I told them we were out of current stuff.
Yeah.
And man, did the people respond. Speaking of which, we're out of it again once I read through all this. So if you want something read on the show, take a little time, make your stuff funny. Don't just write it down. We had quite a few that were really, really close to being good, but there was no punchline. There was nothing, you know, that just laugh out loud funny about it. It's more than just stories. You got to tell me something funny. And here's an example from Kevin Russell. Hey, men and K Mike.
I'll take it.
I'm a manager at a local barbecue restaurant. However, I used to be a server. One day while I was taking a large group's order, I was in a hurry because I had lots of other tables. I took everyone's order and went back to get drinks. I came back, handed them out. And after I took the food order, one of the men said, can she get a regular size cup, please? And there was a little bit of an attitude with it. I thought, sure, you know, some parents, yeah, I guess you want to let your kid have a bigger cup. That's fine. So I looked at who she was talking about and sheer terror washed over me. I was in such a hurry taking drink orders that I didn't notice. It wasn't a kid. It was a little person. Dun, dun, dun. Hey, it's in. Sorry. And I was so embarrassed. I couldn't stop apologizing. I am so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so
Gosh.
Sorry. Did you ever dress in a raccoon costume and jump in my friend's? No? Yeah. Okay. Here. Anyway, they gave me a hard time about it for the rest of their visit. And the rest of the staff still makes fun of me to this day for it. Love the show, Kevin Russell.
Wow. That's like the whole mistake. You never want to guess at that ever. Scary stuff.
I who's that really stern-looking child? I don't understand. No. Yeah. Anyway, I'm just going to tell you a little story. Once upon a time, I was like 7, and my brother and I were playing tag in public. And never played tag in public, by the way. Here's why. My brother does the classic thing. He runs and hides in the men's room where I can't chase him. I'm a girl. I can't go in the boys' bathroom. So he waited outside, just outside, forever and ever and ever. And finally, after about 10 minutes, which is an hour for a 7-year-old, he comes out. The door opens, and I jump out, and I tackle a grown man that I don't know who had just come out of the bathroom, and I scream, "Tag!" And I hit him hard too. My brother heard this and came out. He said sorry to the poor guy for me, and the guy walked away. My brother couldn't stop laughing, and I didn't blame him. I guess I would have laughed at him too. You're my little pony liker, Doctor Who loving, Minecraft playing friend, Jane.
Nice.
Wow, that's a lot of qualifications right there. Well, that reminds me of my buddy David. You just spent the last 10 days with him, so you'll appreciate this if you haven't heard it.
He
and his wife were at a Panera or a Starbucks or something. Starbucks is, you know, only got like a one-seat restroom, And so he had been talking, his wife's talking, and, you know, they talk a lot. And so he had heard his wife say she needed to go to the restroom. So he went ahead and goes back there and stands right behind the door in the women's restroom waiting for her. And because, you know, but she's taking longer and longer and longer. And all of a sudden she comes walking in. She closes the door and it's not his wife. And he's like, OK, now before she sees me in here, I've got to speak. I've got to say something. Well, what do you say? What do you say?
Yep, all clean. So, excuse me.
That's why you should have been there instead of me or him.
Because I wouldn't have thought of it then. It's easy now sitting here hearing the story.
Oh, but anyway, so he just says, ma'am, and as she turns around, he slips out the door before she can even see him. So,
ma'am.
And his wife's like, where you been? Where you been? And he's just laughing.
Yeah.
Miguel says, hey, members of the NL cast crew. So the other day I was at Papa Murphy's with my dad waiting for a pizza to be made. And as we were waiting, a family comes in with two small boys. As the parents go to order their pizza, I notice one of the boys gets a 2-liter bottle of soda out of the fridge and they have it and start playing with it. Now, they don't play with it a normal way. They must have seen this on YouTube or something and they thought it might be funny. So the boys sit down opposite sides of the small bench and they lay the 2-liter bottle along the groove between the planks. And this is where the fun begins for them. They both sit with their legs wide open and one of the boys slides the soda with all his might into the other boy's happy place. They actually took turns doing this back and forth and back and forth until they were both laying on the bench holding their crotches in pain. I found this a bit funny and unusual, but they ain't my kids, so I'm not going to worry about it. Well, that's my soda the crotch story. Hope you enjoyed it. Miguel.
We do stupid things. We used to do that kind of thing with a soccer ball.
Really? See, and I guess this is where I missed out because I had two sisters and a mom. Uh-huh. And we never did anything like that ever.
And if you flinched, you're a loser.
Really?
Yeah, you throw the soccer ball up and you just sit there, here it comes, you know, and hope they don't have good aim. And we're pretty good distance away from each other, so you have to, you know, work to get each other.
It's so yeah, dumb.
It's a miracle I can have children.
Well, I hope those boys enjoy themselves, you know. Yeah. I don't know.
Enjoy that soda.
In children's ministry, you see a lot of children, and there's always one thing I always kind of make in my mind. I tell them as they get into fifth, sixth grade, I'm like, you've got to change this about yourself. You bite your fingernails or they whine a lot. I'm like, if you don't do this, you will never go to prom. You will never make it.
Yeah.
And those boys, they're not heading to where. And it's not prom itself. It's the whole female thing in entirety. Right. You're never going to have a girlfriend ever.
Yeah.
Cade says, normally my sister carpools. And it took me a minute to figure out what he meant. C-A-R space P-U-L-L-S. Carpools with a pool, you know. Normally my sister carpools. But one day, me and my dad had to take her to school. My sister wanted to talk about drugs. So they'd been talking about them in her second grade class. It's a little early, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, maybe.
So my dad told her about tobacco. After about 20 minutes of this, a car drove up beside us. And the irony was the guy was smoking. So my sister, wanting to apply what she's learned and be a good citizen to the universe, yes, rolls down her window and promptly tells the man, excuse me, sir. He looks, you're going to die. Everyone started to laugh except the man who flipped his cigarette into her hair. No, I'm kidding. My dad got off the interstate fast and took the long way to school. Thanks for reading this, Cade 37. Good deal.
He said, no, you are. Pulled out a raccoon.
Oh. It's my trained raccoon. Let's see. How much time we got? We got plenty of time. Hey, NLCast crew member, whoever you may be. I'm the guy that sent the pregnancy eclipse story, so thanks for reading that. I remember that one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm literally listening to the show live as I'm writing this, and I'm reminded of an event that occurred to me about 8 years ago when I was seven. It's the second seven-year-old story. When I was at that young age, of course, I loved television, and I watched it for hours. And, of course, my parents were in charge, so whenever they wanted to watch something, I had to let them. One time, though, I lost the control, the remote control, and this made them mad because their favorite show was on, and so me and my sister frantically searched for it, and after about 10 minutes, I basically gave up looking, but I pretended like I was still looking and just kind of scanned the same place forward and back, forward and back. So it looked like I was doing something. Finally, I gave up, and with anger, I slammed my hands down on the table. And in my amazement, the control was right there in my hand the entire stinking time. I felt so dumb, but of course I was seven. Give me a break. Nevertheless, since then, it's only happened to me one other time. Give up the great work, and sorry if it was too long, Miguel. The only thing, Miguel, I'm saying is I'm calling you out. This happened last week. You know it did, bro. Yeah.
You weren't seven, bro.
You weren't seven.
Unless you're... 7 and a half now.
Yeah. No, this happened very recently, and that's all I'm going to believe about that. Sorry.
I set my remote down in weird places, like the refrigerator and stuff.
Weird. No, I always have my controllers right here in front of me on the desk because my TV's mounted in my man cave in the NLCast studios. But out there where the kids live,
yeah,
dude, they could be anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
That's true.
And we have two main remotes, the remote that control, well, three, I guess, the television, DVD, and the Wiimotes.
Yes.
And they could be anywhere. They're probably going to be squished down the seats. I mean, that's just the first place to look. But, dude, they could be anywhere. If they had to go to the bathroom, they're going to be on the table halfway between here and the bathroom. They could be on the bathroom counter. They could be in the bread basket. It doesn't matter.
That's my problem is I've got kids that do that, and I do that. My wife hates it, but... Mm-mm-mm. It's not the only thing she hates. So,
no, it's low on the list. Let's see, one more. This is from Kevin Russell, and it's all about you. Hey, this is a story that involves K-Mike. We went to the same...
I love people I know listen to shows.
We went to the same youth group and went on a missions trip to Jamaica one time. While we were there, we were planning on doing a drama with the youth of the local church, and we wanted to make sure we were all dressed alike in uniforms, you know, uniformity. So our youth pastor at the time suddenly just blurts out, "Do you guys all have black bottoms?" So we looked at each other and we laugh and say, "Yeah, we've all got black bottoms." And yeah, we all had a lovely laugh. Also, be sure to ask K-Mike about preparing for his sermon upstairs while the rest of us were building church pews.
Yeah.
Kevin Russell. Sounds like God called you to something dark above that.
I went upstairs to – I had to preach like a sermon on the street that evening, and I was preparing for it and fell asleep upstairs. They came up – I think it was him that came up and was like, "You're an idiot. Get up,
you're not
idiots."
Preparing.
Because they're down there like building pews for this place, you know, sweating in the Jamaican sun. And and my friend Josh had come up there too, and so we were both – laying there, the nice upstairs, the nice cool breeze blowing, just sleeping out the afternoon. And he wasn't a fan of that, apparently.
Yeah, he still remembers it, apparently. That's
yeah, okay. Yeah, just let this stuff go.
All right, it's time for the recap song. It was 3 a.m. in the morning. I was all alone at night. That morning brew started me on my way. Sorry, I gotta do this. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. I don't even know where that came from, but it sounded like it to me. So let it.
The best part of
waking up is Folgers in your cup. What?
I said at 3 a.m. right after your 2 a.m. shower.
3 a.m. in the morning, heard a noise outside. Decided that it was time to go and check it out. Though the devil had me scared, standing in my underwear, decided to get dressed in case I had to die. 'Cause the only thing worse than being killed is killed with your Buzz Lightyear boxers on. The only thing worse than being killed is dying in your underwear in your front lawn. Okay. So I crept toward my car. Suddenly from afar, two black hands they lifted up the lid. And like a demon from a black toilet, two little eyes they lit. And he stared at me deep into my soul. And he said, I just met you, and this is crazy, but this is my trash can, so leave it to me, maybe. And I was more than happy to let him go, but I had to try. So I took a step towards him and I made a little sigh, a little noise. I had no choice. It's the way a man is made. But that raccoon, he just looked at me, stared right through me as if I wasn't there. He said, hey, dude, this is mine. It's been my grandpa's way before you even lived here. I just want some chips and peanut butter left over from your daughter's Lunchable. So don't bother me. Just go back and you'll see that I'll be out of here. Me and my opposable thumbs, I'll leave you in peace. Except for the mental scars. Oh, can I borrow your car? Yes, you can. Oh, I just met you, and this is crazy, but this is my trash can. Can I stay in here, maybe? I'll pay you rent, I'll do just fine. I'll even babysit you for a, or babysit your kids for $1.99. And I've decided, ladies and gentlemen, that that raccoon can do whatever he wants, because we're not smart enough to keep him out. And I want to live at peace with nature. It's okay with me if he wants to come and, you know, eat a little bit. I'll just think of him as a homeless man that likes to dress as a furry. And it'll be okay.
Yes.
All right.
I think you should sing I Just Met You, or Call Me Maybe, one more time for the chat room.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I just met you, and this is crazy, but this is my trash can, so leave it to me, baby, baby, baby. I just met you. This is crazy, but this is my trash can. I'm wearing a mask, and I claim this for Raccoon Baby. Yeah, yeah. Ever since you came into my trash can, I miss you so bad. I miss you so bad, and you should know that. Sorry, folks. We're just torturing the middle schoolers in our chat room at this point.
Yes, we are.
And you should know that.
Not in the show anymore.
Yeah, that's right. We're just here to annoy the kids. That's what we do. Guys, that'll be another show. Check out the website, podcast.nlcast.com. I want to mention, by the way, those of you that have been wanting to check out the original 100 episodes of Nobody's Listening, you can now do that. I've re-added those episodes to the main feed. So just go to iTunes, right-click on Nobody's Listening there in your podcast list, and then show all available shows, or just even refresh and it'll update. You can download those jokers and listen to them and know all the cool stuff. Email us your thoughts, stories, feedback, hate mail, james@nlcast.com, or call it in 209-5-NLCAST, Facebook and Twitter /NLCAST on both of those. Join us for a live show Tuesdays, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Pacific. Leave an iTunes review if that's how you found us, and check out all of the NLCAST Podcast Network shows at NLCAST.com. Thanks to our sponsors, Rob Gobers for our theme music, Spouses for letting us record, and our babies for sleeping on time. Thanks to our contributors and everyone who listens. And remember, when you tell a funny life story, tell it like nobody's listening. We'll see you guys next week. Peace. See you later, Mike.
Rub some bacon on it.
Rub some bacon on it. And, it pretty much summarizes everything that I'd have to say about now.
Basically.
Thanks, chat room. Send us an email. Give us some more stories. Give us theme show ideas. We want you. Like us on Facebook. What?
I thought theme shows are fun. We need some themes.
Yeah, we do. Peace.